free. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Check out freetalklive.com. There you can vote on stories that other people have posted there. You can post stories. You can vote them up. You can vote them down. It's an interactive website for an interactive show, freetalklive.com. Let's go to directly into the calls here. Adam, oh, by the way, it's Mark.
And JJ.
Adam in Canada. Adam.
Evening. You know, I feel pretty good for you. You know why? I think that jail is pretty much the only place he can go for 90 days without feeling awful about himself and doing nothing. They've giving him what he needs.
Well,
there's nothing they can do.
They can't make him work harder? I mean, he's doing something, you know.
Technically, and that's why he can go there and feel good about himself and do close
right.
for 90 days. It's the closest thing to a vacation they could have ever given him.
Right, right.
And
he definitely
be all recharged, and when he comes back and ready to give him more heck.
Yeah, well, maybe. I don't know. I mean, a guy like I'm similar to Ian in this way, and it would drive me bananas to not be able to do any work. I remember the longest vacation I've had in a decade or more was my honeymoon, which was 2 weeks. And, you know, my wife and I went on this sailboat out in the Caribbean and stuff. And I was just I just didn't have anything to do. And it was really bothering me in a lot of ways.
Oh, no.
So I don't know what it was, what it's like
for
him. I
think the caller's right on. Ian is definitely the kind of person, even at Porkfest, he was working his butt off.
Sure.
And making calls and getting deliveries and trying to get people radios, like two-way radios and things like that. So for him to be in a place where he's definitely restricted, he kind of has to take time to read books. Because one of the things he mentioned when I first visited him was that he's getting a lot of reading done. And normally he doesn't have time for very much reading
at all.
That's true. So I think it is benefiting him to just slow down for a second to maybe catch up his sort of, you know, I mean, when you're here in Keene and you're doing activism, it's a very taxing job because there's so many little nuances, there's so much energy put out, there's so many emotional occasions where you're watching friends get arrested or you're watching some friend defend themselves against the state in a courtroom. So it does take a lot of energy and, you know, emotion over time. And to get some time to basically relax is great. But I just wish he could have done that in maybe the Bahamas or somewhere else, you know.
And they keep saying that Ian's the leader, Ian's the leader, Ian's the leader. He's got to be the leader. We need them to have a leader. It's like they want desperately to believe the Hydra is a snake which will die when its head is cut off, and that's just not the case. And
well,
I
don't know. I'd like to make a point about this. I have a problem with how the activists have handled this up to this point. Nothing has happened as far as civil disobedience goes from the activists since Ian's gone to jail. And it would seem to me, if you want to prove that Ian's the leader, just don't do anything while he's in jail. And then they'll be convinced that Ian's the leader.
Well, what kind of civil disobedience are you expecting?
I don't know.
There has been civil disobedience that has happened
like
since
what?
Ian went to jail.
Like what?
The stuff around Central Square. I don't know if you've been in...
The 420 stuff?
No. I'm talking about nightcaps. I'm talking about the police have been there for the last 3 or 4 days. And just recently...
You're right, I don't know about this stuff.
Yeah, just recently, the police were there for a few days, and they were cracking down on skateboarders and longboarders.
It sounds like they're trying to convince the activists that Ian is their leader.
Well, I think so. I think that's what they'd like. They'd like for Ian to be the leader, and then once
so
they put him away
die.
In jail, you know, everything just falls apart and fades away. But that's not true. Things are still going on. What's happening now, though, and I don't want to say too much, is that there are much more tactical and strategic moves being planned than simply gut reaction, impulse, get arrested sort of stuff. I think that's one thing, at least what I've tried to influence, is right after right after he was arrested and we were all sitting in the KAC just talking about, you know, what's going on and what we can do. And one of my ways that I tried to influence it was to be more thoughtful about the actions we can undertake. And instead of just running into the courtroom with a camera saying, why'd you cage Ian, and getting arrested for it, why not plan out some strategic avenue? Why not work on some longer range vision or goal that can be more efficient and can be more profitable, I guess, as far as civil dis. Also, the lemonade stands,
that recently happened,
too.
Now, was that even approached by the bureaucrats? I mean, did they even think of it?
No, I don't think there was any issues at all with lemonade.
Not here in Keene.
In Keene, no.
Adam?
I have no further thoughts. Thank you very much.
Well, and you're free to go, sir.
Thanks.
855-450-FREE. It's the SACL toll-free call-in lines. Let's go to Phil in Indianapolis. Phil.
Hi. First of all, I want to say that I really appreciate your and Ian's and the whole team's effort and what you guys do. I think, you know, Thomas Jefferson said we have to have an educated public, and I think you guys are really doing your part.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. That being said, I also want to touch upon something that Mark said a week or two ago about when a police officer makes an erroneous charge, he also then should face some sort of charges. And I agree with that, but I'd like to touch on how federal prosecutors pile on in any given case, particularly in white-collar cases, I know a lot about, they pile on so many counts in any given indictment, and they do that to make the person look really bad.
Yeah, they do this. They do that as much as they can in any case, but I mean, you know, I'm sure it happens in white-collar cases as much as others.
Yeah, the sham
right,
work.
In any case, it's just that I know more about the white-collar than I do the other types, so I'm speaking to that. But my point is that when they do that, what happens often is that the judge, who also works for the government, and just like, you know, in Ian's case, they work for the state, same thing with federal judges. It's almost like your accuser is your jailer because they do whatever the prosecutor says. And then they will take one of these charges that are just charges. You have never been found guilty on those charges. And they add more time to your sentence because of that charge. And I can't think of anything more on. I mean, it's just despicable how that happens.
Well, part of the scam involves these charges for a reason. What they really want to happen is for these individuals who get charged with something to make a plea deal. So the whole idea is to stack the charges and make it look like there's such an overbearing or formidable
overwhelming or formidable
challenge to overcome in the courtroom that the person will take a plea deal and they won't have to invest any sort of court resources or time into the case anymore. So that's how the con works, is they'll get you on one.
Fewer than 1% of charges actually end up in court anyway. So, I mean, it shows you how many people take plea bargains.
What we need...
I know. I've been a part of an indictment once before that was completely erroneous, and it was just mind-boggling. But my point is that when the judge gives somebody time for something he was not even charged he was not even found guilty of. It was a charge, but nothing. In other words, let's say that he was found guilty on counts 1, 2, and 3. But because this other charge is looming out there, they'll give him more time. The judge will give him more time because of the prosecutor's request, by the way, for something that he wasn't found guilty of. He was only charged of. What do you make of that?
We've talked about it multiple times on the air here on Free Talk Live. And what do I make of it? I think the judicial system has jumped the shark. I think that it has it has outlived whatever usefulness it has. I was taught that it was just, and I was taught that we had an adversarial system that was the best system in the world. And I'll go ahead and I'll believe that that was true at one point, but I just don't think it's true anymore. I think that they love to throw people in jail before they ever get charged with things. They love to pile the charges on. This is a relatively new phenomenon. It didn't happen 20 years ago, and it's like they're just they're learning all their tricks from all over, and all the prosecutors are learning them, and sooner or later the system's going to be so corrupt that it's going to have to be destroyed and rebuilt in some way or another.
Well, each person in jail is justifying the existence of that jail in that state, and they're completing numbers that need to be completed in order for certain tax dollars to be allocated to that jail. So there's an interest, not a conflict, but there's an interest on the side of the state, the prosecutors and the police and the judges, to all put these people in jail at some point so that they can get that sort of number. They can get those prisoners in jail, and they can get X amount of dollars per prisoner in jail.
Again,
it's,
I just want
racket.
To say thanks, you guys, for everything you do.
Thanks, Phil. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 25th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,726.90. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,769.60, $884.80 for a half ounce, or $442.40 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,769.60, $884.80, and $442.40.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job. The Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. JJ, tell me about shop.freetalklive.com.
Shop.freetalklive.com. If you're going to make purchases at Amazon.com or Newegg, you want to go to shop.freetalklive.com, click through the link, and then Free Talk Live will get a percentage of each sale, not added on, but a percentage of the sale as you see it.
Yep. The price will be the same.
The price will be the same. And then you can help out Free Talk Live and help them get on more radio stations.
And get the same stuff you'd always get.
And exactly. At the great prices.
Shop.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, that's right.
Excellent. You know that cigarettes are, well, they're not particularly good for your health. You've probably been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try. It's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier. Listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will probably save about $120 a month, so you already start being richer, feeling better, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. It's free shipping on orders of $60 or more, and all you have to do is use coupon code FTL, and you'll get and purchase 40 of these cartomizers. You'll get the free shipping. You'll get the free starter kit. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Go to Vaporsmiths.com. It's 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com. Let's go to Kelly in Phoenix.
Hi, guys.
What's happening?
Hey, Kelly.
Hi.
I don't know. It sounds like you're breaking up, Kelly. What'd you say?
Hi. Is that better?
That's better. Excellent.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. Good show, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, so the Quartzsite Liberty Festival is going on this weekend. And,
you know, this Quartzsite has been in the news, Liberty sort of news, but there's a lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of stuff going on there. But this weekend, the Quartzsite Liberty Festival is going on. And
what's that?
It's an event sponsored by, let me see my list, the Oath Keepers, Arizona Campaign for Liberty, Ron Paul Revolution, Quartzsite Police Officers Association, FreedomPhoenix.com, Sons of Liberty Riders, Sons of Liberty, and the Greater Phoenix Tea Party Patriots.
Wow, a lot of people involved.
The Quartzsite 10, and the Quartzsite 10 are the 10 officers within the Quartzsite Arizona Police Department who have blown the whistle and leveled allegations of corruption against the chief of police, Jeff Gilbert, in Quartzsite in written documents.
What kind of corruption are we talking about here?
Oh, my goodness. Well, a lot. I can kind of start at the beginning if you like.
Well, rattle off the three worst things that, and, you know, not in story form, just in sort of name form that he's accused
of. Okay. Well, let me see. In the statements from the quartzsite10.wordpress.com, you can find all of the statements,
yeah, the allegations.
From the Quartzsite 10, and that tells a lot of it. But here's the worst thing, really, is that the police out there, or the police chief and his supporting officers.
He isn't doing it by himself.
They get involved in the politics in town.
Mm-hmm.
And, here's the statement. He is personally involved in the politics, and all his time and attention is directed towards political benefits. He is obviously biased towards certain council members and is against and outspoken to other candidates and council members. He must hand out names of people whose vehicles are parked business residences of people he doesn't like, not for an investigation, but to gain personal information about people for his political benefit. He runs criminal history reports through NCIC to find dirt on candidates or citizens supporting the candidates he does not like.
That's creepy. Oh, I think Kelly's gone. Well, I would have liked to have heard what this Quartzsite Liberty Festival was going to be all about. I assume there's going to be some music and some food and people out at the event. But
I think I can pull it up on Facebook here. But the chief in Quartzsite is definitely one of those bureaucrats, or the overstepping the bounds sort of bureaucrats that really needs to be put back into check. As far
sounds
as
like a political animal, if he's using his power. The fact is, come on, let's be serious here, people. I mean, do you really think the police don't look up their friends and family and acquaintances and new people they meet, and you know, the new guy his sister's dating and things like that? I mean, do we really believe that doesn't happen? Because it's illegal, but I mean, if you give people the access to this stuff, you know they're going to do it. I mean, you know, it makes perfectly good sense they're going to do it.
Yeah, so the Quartzsite Liberty Festival is on Facebook. If you're looking for it, just search Quartzsite Liberty Festival.
What's Quartzsite? How do you spell that?
Q-U-A-R-T-Z-I-T-E.
Okay.
And that's how you spell the...
Quartzsite.
Quartzsite, that's right. So they're expecting, 5,000-plus guests and lots of bands. And just basically...
Festival sounds like bands, right?
Yeah, and of course they're hoping that the news stations show up, like Fox News, CNN, and whatnot.
There's 5,000 people there. I can't see how they wouldn't.
Well, I think this is definitely one of those sort of festivals that is important, just because they are sort of striking the root of the issue at hand, which this town clearly has some issues.
They've got something going on in that town, and it needs to be taken care of. And I guess this is one of the ways that people could do it. I support them. It sounds like a good thing. Let's go. You want to go back to that FBI story that we were talking about?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. It looks like we got Kelly back on the phone here. Just a second. Let's go to her. Kelly?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry about that, guys. That was my telephone. I'm disconnecting the call. As we were saying,
what's going on at the festival? What's going on at this festival?
Well, the festival is on the 27th on Saturday, and there's a whole bunch of different groups throughout Arizona participating.
Yep.
And it's, I believe it starts at 8:30 in the morning at Vito's.
What's going on there, Kelly? What's going on at the festival?
What's going on there?
Yes.
Well, it's pretty much a protest. It's a march from the Vito's RV park to the town hall.
Okay.
And then there's going to be a meeting with a bunch of people speaking, Stuart Rhodes, Sergeant William Ponce. From the Quartzsite 10, I believe, is speaking, and it's basically honoring the Quartzsite 10.
So it's going to be a march and some bands. So it's a march and some bands. Is that what's going to happen?
It's a march and a meeting with speakers, and
Okay.
Do you anticipate any sort of backlash from the chief of police at all?
That's a good question.
Well, we're hoping not. Since they fired the Quartzsite 10, it's a very small town, and now they only have about, I think, four officers on their force.
Wow.
So, yeah.
There's nobody left to send on calls. Jeez. Kelly, thanks for the call. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. That's the kind of thing that people have to do. They have to get involved in their communities when they see corruption, they see injustice. They have to do something.
Or even a neighboring community. Just because it's not your exact community, but if it's the one next door or within, a short distance, that does affect you in some way.
I'd recommend getting involved up here in New Hampshire. I think that there's more people to be involved, but, people have to do something. You've got to do something.
That's
Nothing's going to change if you keep doing the same stuff. So, Free Talk Live.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
SACL toll-free call-in line on Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And JJ.
You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about. But real quick, are the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer? No, says Steve Horowitz. Go to learnliberty.org/FTL and see a video by Steve Horowitz that shows the rich are getting richer and so are the poor. Find out what income mobility is. You can go see it at all at learnliberty.org/FTL. When you're there, check out the Learn Liberty Academy link on the right. It's a course for people who want free online continuing education, economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. It's learnliberty.org/FTL. Let's go to Shadow in Huntsville. Shadow.
Hey, how you doing there?
All's well.
Doing good.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you a funny little story when I was a teenager and everything. It was concerning my 55 Chevy, which was my first car, and I was just a teenager then, like I said, so I got pulled over by a cop one night. He tried the old taillight trick, and of course, I know that one, and I know that my car was all right because I wanted my car to be safe from my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So anyway, while we were talking, he asked if he could search my car, and I says, no. I says, I mind my own business. I don't bother anybody. Why don't you get back in your car and go catch some criminals, man, you know?
Me, I bet he loved
like
that.
Me alone. Well, but then suddenly I got this flash of inspiration, and I just always got to go with it. And I says, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. You get to search my car if I get to search yours, and we'll see who's got stuff in the trunk don't belong there.
Yeah, you know, this is something that I've always wondered. If they can come and ask me for my identification, the fact is that criminals pose as police all the time. There's the best example is what happened here in Norway just in the last couple of weeks. This guy walks in and slaughters 50 or 60 people because he's dressed up as a cop. How do I know who you are, pal? I'll show you my ID if you show me yours.
Well, and some cops are criminals, too.
That, certainly.
Yeah. Well, this was Nashville, Tennessee, where I grew up at, so I knew how they'd run anyway. So he thought about it for a moment, and then his face got real red, and he just looked at me and just kind of smiled and said, "You got me on that one." Just go ahead, go on, man. You know, so, those guys were always doing something on the side. They'd have stuff in their trunks, their cop cars, that they shouldn't be having there, and they're bootlegging and everything else you can think of, man, you know.
Interesting. Anything else to share, Shadow?
No, but okay. Except for the fact that my parents, when I told them about it, they thought that was pretty cool because they know if I said I did something like that, they know I did, man, you know. So.
There you go. Thanks for the call, Shadow. 855-450-FREE. We can jump right back into the story that we're reading about the FBI apparently being, well, the largest supplier of terrorists in America.
And that's not far-fetched. I mean,
No, it is the truth.
After you've spoken, you know, you've read some of this article, yep. and some of the listeners might need to catch up with what we're talking about. But the FBI lately has been sponsoring and helping homegrown terrorists. Not only have they been sponsoring it, but they've been teaching and guiding and making sure, in the case of some of these quote-unquote terrorists, they've been making sure that these people are desperate by hindering them from getting a job.
Yeah, they're doing all kinds of things behind the scene. And then when the person goes and is ready to pull the trigger on whatever they're doing, the agency sweeps in. But who's to say that, as I understand, they're giving real bombs in some cases to these people. Because if you didn't give them a real bomb, I mean, wouldn't some of these people be smart enough to figure that out? And then what if they use this bomb in an incident that's different than what they had been planning? What if they say, oh, we got a bomb, I'm just going to go out and use it this afternoon? Or whatever it is that they decide to do. Going on with the story here from RT.com, and we probably won't get through it this evening, so you can go check it out at RT.com. And Mother Jones actually did some of the reporting for this. Additionally, one former high-level FBI official speaking to Mother Jones says that for every informant officially employed by the Bureau, and the informants get $100,000 per case, as I understand it, up to 3 unofficial agents are working undercover. The FBI has used those informants to set up and thus shut down several of the more high-profile would-be attacks in recent years. The report reveals that the Washington, D.C. metro bombing plot, the New York City subway plot, the attempt to blow up Chicago's Sears Towers, and dozens more were all orchestrated by FBI agents. In fact, reads the report, only 3 of the more well-known terror attacks in the last decade weren't orchestrated by FBI-involved agents. And this is really the gist of the story, is that the vast majority of these cases are all FBI sort of drummed up situations,
right,
that may or may not have existed. Some of these people, you know, maybe 1 in 10 or 1 in 100, I don't know what numbers, may have actually done something. It's hard to say. But,
well, who knows how far these individuals would have gotten on their own without the assistance of the FBI? You know, there's all kinds of things in life that sidetrack you from whatever you're working on. It doesn't matter if you're the most hateful person in the world. Who knows if you walk into a store and you meet the woman of your dreams?
Yep.
And
can change anything.
Yeah. Next thing you know, you're not thinking about blowing anything up anymore.
Right. You know, it's one thing if you find your best buddy who's just had a fight with his girlfriend and say, there, everything will be okay. It's another thing entirely. You put a gun in his hand and say, let's go get that B word.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
where are you draw the line?
You're a killer,
yes,
if you do that.
Well, I think that the FBI agents that facilitated these plots and then busted them, I think the FBI agents are just as much a terrorist as the person they arrested.
They're certainly funding terrorism, and there's no doubt about it.
They're perpetuating it. They are literally hoisting the flag of terrorism through their efforts, through their funding, through their education.
They want to scare the crap out of the American people, and that way they can justify these $100,000 per event salaries they're getting, these spiffs, these bonus, whatever the heck they are, where they're getting all this money for creating terrorists, essentially. The report reveals that in many of these stings, important meetings between informants and unknowing participants are left purposely unrecorded, as to avoid any entrapment charges that could cause the case to be dismissed. Perhaps the most high-profile of the FBI proposed plots was the case of the Newburgh Four. Around an hour outside of New York City, an informant infiltrated a Muslim community and engaged 4 local men to carry out a series of attacks. Those men may never actually have carried out may have never actually carried out an attack, but once the informant offered them a plot and a pair of missiles, they agreed. Defense attorneys cried, entrapment! But the men were still sentenced to 25 years apiece. The problem with the cases we're talking about is that the defendants would not have done anything if not kicked in the butt by the government agents.
Exactly.
Says Martin Stoller, the Tales of Mother Jones magazine here. Stoller represented the suspects involved in a New York City bombing plot that was set up by FBI agents. They're creating crimes to solve crimes so that they can claim a victory in the war on terror. And not to mention these big checks that go into this.
Talk about false flag.
They're getting money for busting these people.
Yep. And like I said, it perpetuates itself. If they look at my numbers of busted this year are 15 terrorist cells, and then next year I get 20 terrorist cells, well, my bonus is going to be great.
Yep.
So next year I want 25 terrorist cells, you know, and if I have to go out and make them, and just think, at least one case, I will say this, at least one case, there was this guy going, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yep.
And they either goaded him or paid him or convinced him or persuaded him to go through with it, even when this person... Well,
they used the God thing.
Yeah.
They, you know, tell him Allah would like it. And, this is powerful stuff. It's just manipulation that they shouldn't be doing. I mean, I'm fine. I think it's great that the FBI is, you know, finding people that are trying to harm the American public and stopping them. I'm not giving them trouble for that. But when a majority of these cases, they're giving these people the bombs.
That's right.
And, you know, I mean, why is it Muslims? Why not infiltrate other groups?
Right.
I'm sure you can find other groups that would like your bombs to do whatever it is they want to do.
Is it just convenient for you right now because the public sentiment against Muslims is such that it's okay to do this? I mean, it's just ludicrous.
I've got to go on here with this. Experts note that the chance of winning a terrorism-related trial, entrapment or not, is near impossible. Plots people are accused of being part of, attacking subway systems or trying to bomb a building, are so frightening that they can overwhelm a jury, says David Cole, a Georgetown University law professor. He says that since 9/11, almost two-thirds of the cases linked to terrorism have ended with guilty pleas. They don't say I've been entrapped or I was immature, a retired FBI official remarks. All of this and all those guilty pleas often stem from just being in the right place at the wrong time. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. I guess you can't give us a call. This is the last segment. It's Mark with you.
This is JJ.
JJ, say hi to everybody, JJ. Let's go straight into the calls we got. Let's see if we can get through them here. Brian in Tennessee. Brian?
Hey, how you doing?
All's well.
Hey, well, I just wanted to, you know, let folks know that the people in Florida were snookered, or at least so far in the beginning. Because, you know, as you know, in July they began drug testing welfare recipients with the stipulation that if they passed, the state would have to reimburse the recipient the $30.
For the drug test?
Uh-huh. So far, at this point right here, and I know it may change, but there is a 96% pass rate.
I thought it was 98%. I thought it was only 2% were failing.
Somewhere in that range right there. But either way it goes, the taxpayers are having to reimburse these people money that they otherwise wouldn't be having to do. Who wants the drug testing? Oh, the governor. That's right.
A lot of Republican types or conservative types wanted to drug test welfare recipients. They're convinced that they would catch people doing drugs, and I'm surprised at the numbers, frankly, myself. But I think that it's hacking at the branches, and not even at the branches, more at like the twigs at the end.
Well, I consider the people who anyone works for the government.
They're all welfare recipients to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Top to the bottom.
Agree. Yep. Hey, y'all keep the path to liberty brightly lit. We love
Thank
y'all.
You. Bye-bye. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate the call. You know, this is this little trick of let's give fewer people welfare by trying to cut out the people that won't take a drug test or fail a drug test. It's just really sneaky. The fact is, welfare ruins lives. It destroys people's ability to, have a work ethic and all these other things. That's why you have generations of people on welfare. And, that's what the problem is. The problem is, among many other things, the problem is government welfare. Whether it's corporate welfare or individual welfare, it sends the wrong signals to people.
That's right. And the government isn't there to create jobs. They can't create jobs. And a lot of people don't realize that. We talked about the FBI, 1,500 agents in the field. They've expanded their operations what tenfold since the 70s or more. And, you know, that's more money that they need to collect from taxes and fees and all that sort of stuff. That's more money not going and not staying in the hands of a productive, you know, worker who's actually creating something, who is actually a part of the marketplace.
Indeed. Let's go to Captain Ned in Florida. Captain Ned.
Hey, guys. Free Ian Freeman. It's day 15.
Yep, that's well, your days. You're counting 24-hour days. I'm counting calendar days. But yeah.
Hey, no, you're right, Mark. No doubt they made an example, Ian. But that's like I said. That's what happens, man. They're gonna hit the big buck, you know.
Yep, they certainly are. I mean,
they're gonna let the go, and they're gonna hit the big buck. So you got to, you know, Mark. You're right. He picked the hill, and I just hope he gets an attorney for anything further because they're gonna squeeze him.
He could absolutely, you know, take this on an appeal and win it. I don't know what the advantage of taking it on an appeal and winning is, because at this point he'll already have served the sentence. But
right.
he's got standing for an appeal because they did all kinds of things wrong in this. But he just won't do it because he won't pay the $180. He'd rather sit in jail for 60 to 90 days than give them $180 to for an appeal. So.
Yeah, I understand that. Hey, maybe you could give me an address of where we can write him physically, and maybe to the commissary or whatever, you know, maybe tomorrow or something.
Mailtojail.com is where you would go. The address is there. I had to send him a book he asked for, so that's mailtojail.com. Two is T-O.
That's right, and they'll handle all that. You can also donate to mailtojail.com in case you want to help pay for the postage of yourself and other people who are sending letters, but they do have to pay for that postage and envelopes and such.
Yeah, his commissary is fine. We appreciate it and everything, but he's got all the zoom, 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 wham, whams he could possibly.
And there's a limit on the commissary as far as how much you can have in your account at one time.
He'd much rather have Sudoku puzzles and news items and your letters and things like that. That's what he'd prefer to have you send to
him. Gotcha. Hey, real quick, the guy the other night who was walking down the street and got arrested. You know, when you're not driving a car or a bicycle, which is technically a vehicle in a lot of states, the only thing to avoid is what they call a John Doe arrest. You only have to give your name and date of birth, okay?
Uh-huh.
You do not have to provide any identification, pictures, driver's license. It's best not to even carry it. Like if you're going to the Jefferson Memorial, don't even carry any ID.
Another thing to be said,
if you're going on foot.
One thing that you can say is, I don't have an ID to show you.
Right.
If, for instance,
and
you don't have to.
You absolutely do not have to, but you have to give them your correct name and date of birth. With your old driver's licenses, that's all that was on there anyway. There was no picture.
Why do you have to give them your name and date of birth? I mean, why do I owe this guy my name and date of birth?
I know, but that's to avoid what they call a John Doe arrest. Or like that girl Ian was talking about one time, she gave her sister's name. If you want to be a nut, give somebody else's name, and then it's going to pile on you.
Yeah.
All you have to do is give your name and your date of birth. And, you know, you can write it down and hand it to them. So, but that's all you have to provide. This isn't Russia. You don't have to show any papers. Now,
indeed.
If you're driving a vehicle or you're riding a bicycle, yes, you know, because you're technically in a vehicle.
Yeah.
And you're operating that vehicle.
Now, I thought you didn't, if you're operating a vessel, you didn't have to have one of their driver's licenses, Captain Ned.
Well, you know, you've got to have whatever. In a lot of states, you absolutely have, you know, age requirements to drive. If you get a DUI driving a motorboat, it's the same exact thing.
I see.
As a DUI in a motor vehicle.
I've got another question about, you seem to know this captaining stuff, and these are questions I've had. As far as the Coast Guard goes, can they just board your vessel any old time they wish?
Pretty much, unless you've got what you might want to look up, what's called a documented vessel. That's a vessel of a citizen of the several states united.
Uh-huh.
I'll look up a documented vessel. Very interesting.
Does it actually work?
Yeah. Oh yeah, it works.
I mean, do they not, you know, come and board your vessel if you have one of these documented vessels?
Well, check it out. Anybody who's interested, look up a documented vessel. Very interesting.
Okay. So
if I can get to this hurricane for one minute, man, I really don't like the looks of this one. And if these models are right, they're moving. The good news and bad news is Florida's getting some much needed rain. That's the good news. The bad news is they're moving battleships out today in Norfolk, Virginia. If this thing stays on the track through Norfolk, Atlantic City, and New York, those people in those low lying areas better get out of there. Because this one's a big burly like George Foreman, man. You might slip one punch, but if you get punched, you're getting punched good.
The worst thing a hurricane can do is skirt the coast, because
exactly.
It does the damage and continues to build while it's over the water sort of at the same time, and it's just the worst case scenario. And this
right.
one looks like it could just skim along the edge of the East Coast and just do a tremendous amount of damage.
Well, that's what this one's looking like. It's looking worse by the hour, but the jet stream gods are not smiling on the eastern seaboard. Because that jet stream is going to dip hard into the Midwest. This is going to get ugly. If it stays like this, it's going to be bad news.
And the other thing about hurricanes is they're not ready for them up here.
No.
They still talk about like the hurricane of 1911
yeah.
up here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
They just made a film about it. This is,
right.
I mean, in Florida, it's the hurricane of when? We had three of them that year. I mean, it's no big deal when you're in Florida. Hurricanes happen all the time.
Well, exactly. The people like in North Carolina, that's not the ones I'd be worried about because they're ready for it. They know. But eight people just got swept off a jetty in Boynton Beach, which is just south of West Palm Beach.
Uh-huh.
Those are people who should know better. That thing is 150 miles off Fort Pierce now. This one's a big, burly one. It's going to be nasty.
Can't keep a certain type of folk is going to go out to the beach and see the awesomeness, and it is. I've been out there when I was in high school. I went out during, was it Hurricane Elena or something like that in Sarasota, which is the closest thing to a hurricane that we had.
Yeah.
And it was amazing to behold. There's no doubt about it. But this was like a Category 1 hurricane. This is just
right.
a thunderstorm, essentially. You
well,
go out there, one of these Cat 3s or Cat 4s, you're never going to see your mom again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this one's a Cat 3 right now. But I'm looking at these maps of like Lower Manhattan. Anybody who stays in a low-lying house, a one story house, you better
yep.
have three things: a magic marker, a fire axe, and a life jacket. The most important thing, the magic marker, put your Social Security number on your arm so they can identify your body.
Absolutely. It's going to blow your house into sticks.
Yeah, you're going to
you're living
like
in one of these wood houses. I mean,
yeah.
nothing. It's just they're just garbage in front of these hurricanes. They're not,
yeah.
These houses aren't built for this stuff.
The waters would get you. And if you're going to climb like a rat from that water, you better have a fire axe in that attic. And
absolutely.
Put a life jacket on your kids. So
absolutely.
Anyway, man. Hey, thanks, guys.
Get out of those low-lying areas. It's good advice. Captain Ned, thank you for the call. It's been Mark with you.
And JJ.
Free Talk Live. Tune in tomorrow. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. We're there for you.
Thank you.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.